This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I'm very excited because I found a story that has my favourite word, but your least favourite word.
Don't.
But it's a really sad story. Well, no, it's a good story, but it had a sad start. There was a 100-year-old green sea turtle is going to undergo life-saving operation after it was found by a fisherman floating on top of the ocean.
Oh, so, what does that mean?
So it was unable to dive down to get its food. So it was just sitting there floating on the top. Big giant sea turtle.
But what's this got to do with the F word?
Well, this is the exciting bit. So they took it off to, it's called Ark Aid Animal Hospital in Darwin. So they took it off and they found out that the poor sea turtle can't fart. So when he
can't... Pass wind?
Well, fart. So if he can't fart, he can't
pass
dive.
Wind.
Yeah. So look, the air bubble
keeping
him up.
So has he got a bubble in there?
Got a bubble in his gut.
Oh, I know how that's felt. Ever since Christmas, I've still got a bubble in my belly.
So you've been floating on the top of the bath the whole time since Christmas. So you're unable to get yourself submerged into the water.
Is well, now I know what my problem is.
Yes.
God. Oh, no, that's terrible. And why do we always have to find that word? Do you know, because of that, do you know who listens to this show, Dom?
No,
Adia Tuesday. And she has started singing it in her new songs. She's putting the F word. She's F-bombing all over my house. And there's not a smell. It's your voice. Voice coming out of her.
I don't know what's wrong. Why you dislike the word?
It's crass. I don't know. I actually don't understand why I don't like it, but I've never liked it. It's past
me. It's not like it's moist or pet. like there's so many other words. But I'm really like, look, I'm very happy to know. And they've actually named the lovely sea turtle. It's called Rhea. Her name's been called Rhea, and they've had an operation, and that looks like it's going to be very successful.
Did they just, like, have to pierce it? Is it, like, one of those things where they put the hole in the neck and try to, like, put a straw down there? Is that what they
correct,
did
Correct, they would have to operate, but technically they're able to give it medication that actually got its bowels moving and help move. So a lot of times it's blockage.
Oh, it was constipation.
It finds that it's blockage. So this is why we don't put plastic in the ocean and all little things like that. The sea turtle comes along, eats it, gets caught in its intestine, and then he's unable to fart and dive.
F words again.
All I can say is that just proves my point. If you don't fart, you die. I'm more excited about weird food.
Oh, you're not going to bang on about Gene Simmons, are you?
Correct, I love it.
I've heard about this. Bloody hell, get yourselves ready, guys. Tie yourselves in for this one.
Last year, what really got me was the most bizarre was watermelon on a pizza, which I thought it couldn't get any creepier than that.
Did Gene Simmons do that?
Gene Simmons, the lovely lead singer of Kiss. I had a thing for Kiss when I was like a teenager.
What, the whole band in their makeup or Gene Simmons just with that tongue?
I don't think it was actually it might have been. Actually, let's not go there. That was my young. But I had a very big thing for Kiss. But he put a Twitter post out at the beginning of 2020 where he was eating his cereal and he said, does anyone else put ice cubes in your cereal? He's got his cereal like Cocoa Pops and Fruit Loopy things.
Yeah, yeah.
He put ice in it.
Did he have, do you know what's weird about that there is that he put Cocoa Pops and Fruit Loops together?
Oh, no, I mean, no, he's
no, I know. You're just saying, so no, you think that's so weird, don't you? This has hurt your image of Gene Simmons. Listen, a bit, hasn't it?
I can understand, Gene, and I'm going to help you here. If you put milk in an ice cube tray and froze the milk, then I could understand if you want your... Because as it melts, it's only melting to milk.
That would be actually mental. Imagine going to your... Like, oh, God, that would actually be mental. I go to your house, I use your freezer, and then I'm like, what have you got milk in there for? Oh, that's for my ice cubes for breakfast. Look, nobody is going to let their Cocoa Pops sit there for so long that the milk is now watery. And look, 90% of us drink skim milk anyway. Isn't that just... water?
I don't get that either. That is
Maybe
really
not 90%. Like, I'm very rarely, usually there's one skim milk out of, so what, 10% of us use. But do you know what? Weird food is a big thing. So what is something that you have had, Tom, that you think, what is weird for you? Or do we want to find out what our listeners?
I think let's find out what the listeners. But I thought Gene Simmons putting ice in his cereal was the weirdest until creepy Andy here said to him, told us just then, he goes, I don't have anything weird, but then he does put Vegemite on Raisin Toast. What the hell? Oh,
I
people.
I think that's beautiful. I'm all over it. No, I do. I look at your face like going, I cannot believe I'm surrounded. Like his literal face just then, he looked at us like, I am surrounded by monkeys. I am all over the sweet and stuff. But I put his mic on. This is hilarious. The answer, put the fact that he actually said, my mum thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
And I said, and then I was like, well, yeah, well, it's weird. And he's like, but how could she think it's weird? She obviously gave it to me because otherwise, why would have I ever tried it? Exactly. I'm like, are you kidding? I love that you have no...
Andy, he tries to palm his problems off on his mother. I have an issue. I eat Vegemite on top of raisin toast. But it's not my fault. My mother made me do it.
It's not an issue.
It's the fact that you actually think the only reason is because... But how I would say my food, my wealth of food, maybe 0.01% was because of my mum's, like, pretty much she got me onto quiche.
Right.
That was it. If I was only going by what my mum gave me that I liked, it would be quiche. So the fact that you're like, but obviously she gave it to me because I could never have come up with that concoction on my own.
As a child, so I wouldn't have fed it to myself. It must have been given to me.
Oh, goodness, Andy, you are crazy. All right, get your takes in. We want to hear. I've got a good one, and you've got a good one. We've always got good ones. Everyone's got food, right, so we've got to get into it. Have you ever lost your job?
Have I ever lost my job?
Yeah, because I've just seen the best reason to lose your job or get it suspended.
I was only ever walked out of one job.
I love that you were also walked out.
They actually had to bring security to remove me. Yeah. They actually went to lock me in a glass cubicle to start with. Yeah.
What the hell? Where were you working? There was a glass aquarium.
I can't say where it was.
The aquarium.
Well, you know, one of those glass offices. And I thought, I need to get a drink of water. And I went to leave and I realised they'd locked me in there. And I have never felt anger so much. Like, I actually picked up a chair and went to put it through the window. Yeah.
God.
I mean, all I could think of was, hang on, I'm not a 12-year-old little kid being locked in the, you know, the broom closet again. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I've just seen, I don't think I've been fired. Oh,
well.
I don't know. Well, actually, but anyway, this person has lost their job for the best.
You'll be sacked, let me tell you. No. Keep going. Yeah.
You better pick up a chair because I'm going to be that glass window if that happens. But anyway, this woman... A judge in America.
Oh, not Judge Judy. Please say it's Judge Judy.
Oh, my God. I wish it was. How hot would that be if you hear what this is? So she's being fired, well, suspended with pay, bizarrely, but
well,
she's going to get fired.
A government employee. They don't ever get sacked.
Yes, well, yeah. She's having threesomes in the courthouse. Threesomes. Like full threesomes in the courthouse, like, and everyone's she's doing it. How hot is that?
That is really good. Because let me tell you, she gets to see some people coming through. I do that all the time. Like, as a judge, yeah.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Well, anyway, I'm all up for...
So why did she lose a job for
my job at some stage?
I don't understand why you'd lose a job for that. Is that... I suppose it's using your...
I don't know why you'd lose your job for that. I've got lots of jobs from doing it.
Correct.
I'm saying.
I've got more jobs from doing threesomes than I have lost them, so I don't know what a problem is. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's been some pretty sensational breaking news in the last hour or so. Do we want a bit of a...
Let's save it for a spiel.
Yeah, let's save it for a spiel.
What time it is. Woo. It's time.
You've got real news for us. This is what
real
you're telling?
I know. Instagram, Twitter, and The Age have gone, and everyone else has gone bonkers this morning, because Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have, I guess you could say, effectively resigned from the royal family today.
You mean they've been sacked?
No. I mean, wouldn't that be interesting if Granny told you to get off and where
yeah,
to go
get
and
off.
Had
I
it
would
there.
Love to see that little 90-year-old lady come down the stairs, snatch the crown off her head and say, get out, you yank!
She's usually so stoic.
And take your ranger with you.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Ooh,
so what do you mean they've quit the royal?
So basically, they've said that they want to step back as senior members of the royal family to become financially independent from them. I know, groundbreaking.
Oh, that's all right. I've already got $9 million. You know,
she wants her job back at Suits. She wants to go back to acting.
She's craving the acting. So they're going to split their time between the US and Britain. So, you know, they're going to going to have this arrangement. This is what their statement says, which was released on Instagram.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When you said I've got, like, I knew you were talking and stuff in that room where there's, like, glass and you talk, like, at 7 o'clock by yourself and we're supposed to really be listening, but we weren't. You said you had royal news. Tom straight away thought, and he said it's breaking royal news. Instantly Tom was like,
I was going to make a prediction this year because I am Psychic Sue. Yeah, and I was going to say I've felt the in my waters someone from the royal family is going to die this year.
Well, Andrew, in a car accident?
Well, I thought, I mean, the old biddy.
It could be Prince Philip. He's fading away.
Well, no, I'm thinking maybe one that was an accident, car accident.
So I think that might happen to her.
Oh, but who are you saying is going to die?
Well, I just looked at her. She's 90-something and he's about 120 or something.
Queen, she's never going to die.
She's never going to die.
50-50 chance that she's not going to make it to the end of the year.
I love that there's a 50-50 chance. I actually think there's quite a lot more than 50% of a chance. Like, anyone that gets over 90% is starting to...
Stop. I'm shocked. Meghan and Harry are leaving the Royals. Does that mean that's, you can't leave a job you don't even do? What a load of... Sorry, Chris. I'm sorry.
They think that's their job.
It's not real job.
They think being royal is a job. They have to go and cut ribbons and speak at events and hold babies and...
Wear diamonds.
Yeah.
Don't pay for your own champagne.
Look, anyone that told me that I couldn't show a bit more than my knees, well, look, I've got great...
Thank you, Chris.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Chris. We've had lots of messages, though.
I like this one. Scotty from Flemington says, I like to cut my sausage lengthways down the middle, just enough that it slightly opens and he spreads butter on it.
He writes this quite tantalising. I feel like this is a text that's, you know, written by someone who's written a few, like, you know.
I'm telling you, like,
soft-cover books,
I'm telling you.
With a dash of Tommy sauce to finish, but what does he slide in between the sausage?
Yummo, or butter.
He puts butter. Scotty from Flemington, you need to go to see the doctor because your heart is yellow. You've got too much.
That is
too much not good fats you're putting into your butter in your sausage.
I don't see a problem with it. I like good quality butter, like real butter, and we buy it from Queen Vic Markets. You go there and you get cut it off.
But do you need butter in your sausage?
I could just eat butter off a knife like that.
Do you need butter in your sausage, Tom? That's the real question here.
Sreda, I don't mind what you're putting over my sausage as long as it's...
Covered with Tommy sauce.
Covered with Tom sauce, yeah.
Oh, my God, it actually says Tommy sauce and your name's Tommy! I'm going to lose it today, sorry. Okay, let's just straighten it out now. Let's just go back to where we were. So what's the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten?
I don't think anything... weirdest thing I ever ate was in Cambodia. Mm. The little kids, we went and bought it on the street and they get grasshoppers and covered them in like sugar syrup and
that's
they taste
yummy,
like
isn't it?
Those lollygollog like... candy-flavoured popcorn. Yeah. They went crunchy and sweet and it was yummy. I thought it was nice. I went back for a second stick.
Second stick of grubs are always going to go down well. For me personally, as we found out in one of those two lies, one truth, when we did them once or whatever it was back in the day, my weirdest food was, I was a vegetarian for 14 years and my first meat was, by the time I got it to my mouth, it's really good. It's dog. That was lovely. So I've eaten dog. That was my weirdest food and I can't recommend it. I'll be honest, I will not recommend it. But that's a different thing. Otherwise, when I grew up, it was frozen baked beans in a bread roll. Mum, they wouldn't defrost by lunchtime in the winter.
Baked beans come out of a can. Yeah, they're not frozen. If you're putting cans of baked beans in your fridge, you have more issues than what you're going to eat on your toast.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them. Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.